Hey y'all, welcome back to another podcast episode with Stating the Obvious by Well With Zell. So since the last time we've spoken, some new things have happened. I think I got a bird. I think after I recorded that first episode, I did get a bird. His name is Quincy. It's been a journey. I feel like a first-time mom. Well, obviously first-time pet mom. What I really do want to get is a dog, but as long as I'm under my parents' roof, I can't do that. So, like, let me start off with a bird. I really hope he doesn't make any noise while I'm recording my episode. Sometimes he gets jealous when I'm not giving him any attention. So we're gonna just hope that that doesn't happen. I have to leave for church in 15 minutes, or probably like 10 now. But I really, no, not 10. Let me see. Oh, yeah. No, more so 15 minutes. I'm gonna make it 15 minutes. But I really am committed to remaining consistent with this podcast. And also, I'm committed to my wellness, practicing what I preach and living what I value, which is rest. And today is my day off from work, as well as tomorrow. And then I start back on Tuesday. And I also have a lot of doctor's appointments tomorrow. So I'm like, let me hurry up and get this out the way. Yeah, I'm not trying to rush it, but I'm very, very big on rest. I'm very, very big on wellness, and I cannot wait to unpack all the wellness, unspoken truths, and I guess like the life hacks that I've uncovered that help my nervous system and just help me overall, and specifically faith-led wellness life hacks, because I feel like in the wellness community, everything is so great for your nervous system, but I feel like there's an aspect that is missing about having, you know, faith-led practices and specifically Christian practices, like instead of just affirmations for yourself, like biblical affirmations of who God says you are. And maybe like I might make an affirmation video, like biblical affirmations. Ooh, like you are, I might do that, period. But the last time we spoke, I was talking about protection over perfection. And I did say that I was going to record another part to that, because in the first part, I hashed out the first part of that journey and how that started in me choosing perfection over protection, or choosing to see, you know, Christian lifestyle as a perfectionist thing and not a protection thing. And I didn't really talk about the consequences that that had. Well, I did like kind of hint at it as to like me kind of slipping away a little bit, but it wasn't just that. I didn't know what to get back to when I did run back to Jesus. Like, I did not know what to get back to, because I'm like, wait, hey, it's okay. I didn't know what to get. Sorry, my bird is chirping. So yeah, I really wanted to get into the toxic perfectionist thing when it comes to Christianity. I'm gonna have to probably record like a part three to this, because I really do need to like get ready for church. Like, I have my skirt on. Like, when I say I'm ready, I'm ready. I'm ready to praise the Lord. But when I talk about the toxic perfectionist, I'm talking about the abuse of it. Because in the first part, I was talking about how like reframing it as protection is important, and it is important, but I still had it kind of like uncovered that protection perspective. So I was like, okay, what do I get back to? And all I knew was perfection. And I was like, wait, like, I can't be too perfect, because then I'm just gonna repeat the same cycle, you know? And the solution was changing my perspective to protection, but also the solution was changing my perspective to being realistic, to kind of like shifting my Christian understanding or perspective as like, you know, obviously God is perfect, but shifting it to biblical affirmations, not affirmations, but biblical reminders, like you need to die daily, you need to pick up your cross, you know, things like that. that just showed how this journey is supposed to be. It's not supposed to be perfect. It's not supposed to be like cute. It's literally supposed to be a process of suffering. And I just didn't want to suffer, as I mentioned in the first episode. And because of that, I didn't know, like, I was just lost. Like, I was kind of practicing in vain. Like, I was like, you know, I do all these things, so I'm good. Like, I'm going to heaven. But it's like, where's your conviction? Where's your discernment? And you get conviction and discernment based off of what you experience, based off the test that God put you through and your ability to showcase how much you learned from that test, or your ability to, like, actually, you know, survive the test. Not survive the test, but succeed at the test. I definitely believe that in this, like, Christian journey, you have different seasons, and the seasons do not look the same. Even if you're going through the same test, the seasons aren't the same. They're not. They're not. And the same way, like, and just like the same way in, like, real life, like, when I'm going through a different season, like, whether it's a geographical location, my emotional status, my mental status, I have to meet myself where I'm at so that I can actually receive improvements, so that I can actually improve myself, you know? Like, if I'm in a certain chapter of my life, I cannot go based off of chapter two. Like, say I'm in chapter seven, and I use what I did in chapter two. Chapter seven requires a whole different thing. It requires different skills. It requires different perspectives and mindsets. And I was trying to apply chapter two to chapter seven. I'm like, why isn't it working? Why isn't it working? And it's like, girl, it can't work. That's not how God has created us as human beings. Like, God is so intentional and calculated. Every single day that I observe what He's created, and just observing myself as, you know, God's creation, I'm like, wow, you are so calculated. And once you take rest and peace with that, like, in knowing that He goes before you and goes behind you, and knowing that He holds it all, you're going to think about it as protection. It's not going to be about perfection anymore. And what I really wanted to get at is being realistic. One thing I am the biggest advocate for is being practical. There is a drastic difference between who you want to be and who you are right now. Now, bridging that gap takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of discipline. And it takes a lot of meeting yourself where you're at right now. But if you're thinking that you're over here and you're here, you'll just constantly be running around in a circle over here. Always. You can't even get to over here. I think I was talking about that recently. I don't remember who I was talking to about it, but, like, in my past, I was always chasing the ideal version of me and not meeting myself where I'm at. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, why can't I become better? Like, it's like, you're not a self-improvement project. You're living right here, right now. Actually, in the line of work that I do, I tell my clients, like, if it's like 9:30 p.m. or not 9:30, if it's like 7 o'clock in the nighttime, like 7 p.m. September 12th, it's 7 p.m. September 12th. Let's focus on 7 p.m. September 12th, not 1 p.m. June of the next year, because that doesn't make sense. You're not there. You can't be there. However, you know who is there? God is. And that is why He says for us to cast all our burdens upon Him. And that is why He says, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, because He's already there. Stop trying to be like God. not even trying to be like God. Stop trying to be God. Because it is a void that you will never be able to fill. It is a void that no one else will be able to fill. No other man, no other woman, no other thing, no other hobby, nothing. And that's really what I want to get at with wellness practices is I think it's really nice about like being present. Like it helps your nervous system, it helps your physical body, but there's a whole other step to it. Not only should you be present in the moment right now, but be present in knowing and being reaffirmed and being reassured that God is already before you, that he's already figuring it out. Maybe not in the way that you planned for it to be, but in a way that he plans for it to be. Quincy. Not in a way. Quincy. Not in a way. Bro. Not in a way that you plan to be, but the way that God plans to be. And if he says, my plans are to prosper you, not to harm you, just rest in that. Don't try to figure out just rest in that. And that's going to be, I have to go to church, so I'm going to go. Maybe I'll record the next part tonight. Actually, I don't know. It depends on how I'm feeling, because I really go based off of not how I'm feeling, but meeting myself where I'm at. And these are my 2 days of rest. So I was supposed to record it yesterday, but then I kind of had a mental breakdown and I was just like, okay, well, what I need right now is just some food. All right, y'all. Quincy is telling me to go to church. So gonna go. I'll see you on the next episode.